Okay, so just to summarize what we're up to. So, you have a question of Shechita is a process which has, you know, starts when you start cutting the simanim, and it's completed, in theory, when you reach a certain point, let's say the second, the rove of the second siman, okay, of the second pipe. And at that point, it's a kasher Shechita. Now, there's a machlokas. Is that really the right way to look at it? Do you say that Shechita is a continuous process? You know, which is like, well, the way we're explaining it is like it's a quantitative process whereby you're increasing the quantity of the cut and then you reach 51% and then you say, poof, that's, you know, it's kosher. It's like a quantitative process, which the Gemara calls Yeshno Shechita Metchila V'Adsof. It's the whole thing is called Shechita because it's a quantity, and the way you build towards the full quantity. So 1%, 2%, 3%, 4%, 5%, up to 51%. So the whole thing is called Shechita. Or do you look at Shechita as a qualitative action of severing the semen, of cutting the majority of the semen? So when it says Rov, it's Rubo Kekulo, and it's a process of severing the semen. Okay? In which case, if you look at it as a quality of severing the semen, that quality emerges at 51%. And prior to 51%, you simply not do it. It's all like a hechsher. It's all like prep. But it's not really the shame shechita is only on the sof, only on that very last point at which you go over the majority. Okay, ain the shechita el b'sof. It's only called shechita the end, because
so that's from the Gemara.
That's the Gemara. Well, that's my svara for the. That's our svara for the.
No,
Gemara.
The quote in.
Yeah, yeah. So the Gemara says yeshno. Open the facts of the machlokas are yeshno shechila mitzchila v'ad sof. Is it Shechita from the beginning until the end? Or is it Ein Ol Shechita Ela L'Besof? It's only Shechita at the end. We're saying, is it a quantitative process? In which case, in quantity, every single step in the quantity is building on the previous one, and therefore, every part of it is equally part of Shechita. It's just 51 is where you get the quantity where you say Kasher. Or do you say it's a qualitative idea of severing the semen, killing the semen? And look, the first 50% is necessary to set it up for the kill. And then that last thing, that's the severing the semen. The other stuff is really just the prep. But the shame shechita only will exist on the end. Okay? So far so good? Okay, simple enough, right? Okay. The Gemara is troubled or has a hard time finding a nafgamina. It's a nice theoretical question. It's not so easy to find a nafgamina. What's a practical difference which way you look at it? So to cut to the chase, the nafkamina, which is on now, and this is what we're in the middle of doing, is the following. There's a halacha that kudshim has to be shechted inside the mikdash, in the azar. Okay? You can't shecht it b'chutz. It's a lav. I think it's karis. But whatever. You're not allowed to shechta carbon outside. Okay? You're not shechted outside. Okay? Fine. Now you have a carbon whose shechita is two simanim. Okay? Let's keep it simple for now. Let's say, because shechita is two simanim. Okay? Fine. Shechita is two simanim. Let's take a behemah. Okay? So you have a behemah, a cow. So the shechita is two simanim. Two pipes. Now, let's say you shecht one simen outside, the first simen outside, and then you move it inside while you're doing the shechita, and you got the second simen inside. Okay? So, in theory, this is a nafkamina. Okay? Because if you say the entire process is defined as shechita from the beginning to the end, it's a quantitative process from beginning to end, so then I did shechita outside, just as much as I did inside. So it's going to passel it. So maybe I had shechita, I'll be violating. But if you say, ain shechita el b'sof, and it's only the qualitative shem shechita emerges at the end, so then the beginning was just a hechsher. But the critical moment at which has the shem shechita is really b'fnem. And it's a shechita b'fnem inside. And it's kosher. Everything's great. No problem. Good. Okay, good. So that's in theory nafkamina. The Gemara responds, no, not so fast. everybody will hold that in that case you're going to be chayev for shechita v'chatz. Really? But what do you mean? The first siman is not really, if you say yes, and shechita al v'sof, only at the end, then the first siman is nothing. Right? Ah, the Gemara says, no. Because by chatas ha'of, by a bird karban chatas, you actually only shecht one siman. That's the halacha. By a bird, birds in general, shechita is only one siman. By a chatas of a bird, the mitzvah is you shecht one siman. Ola, you shecht two siman by an oaf. But a chatas of, you shecht only one siman. And since by a chatas of oaf, one siman is shechita, so therefore here, even though we're not talking about a chatas of, we're talking about, let's say, a behema, or we're talking about an ola zof, which has two simanim. Still, you're going to be chayev for shchut echutz, even though you only did one simen outside. Why? Because that one simen is significant and called shchita when it comes to a chata zof. The problem is, who cares what would have been the case if I were doing a chata zof? But now I'm not doing a chata zof. I'm doing either an ola zof or a behema, which demand two simanim. And therefore, since I'm doing something which demands two simanim, the first simon is really not the sof, is really just a prep. And therefore, it shouldn't be recognized as anything. And it shouldn't be considered shchut echutz. Why do I care what would have been the case had I been doing a chata zof? It's like make-believe. It's who cares? Not relevant. In terms of defining my shechita, I should go by what the facts on the ground, not what they could have been if it were different. That's not relevant. Right? Okay. So, Rashi, the way Rashi learns to answer this problem, which we explained, okay, the way Rashi learns is that we're talking about an ola sof. We're not talking about a behem. I'm not talking about a behema. By a behema, really, you're right. If you're talking about a behema, which is two simanim, always, shechita is two simanim by behema, period. So then, if you did one simon outside, that's not shechita. If you say yesh shechita itself, one simon, I'm sorry, if you say in el of itself, that only the end is the shechita, so only the second simon is really shechita, and the first simon is totally irrelevant. And I don't care if you do the first simon outside, it doesn't make a difference. You're not going to define, you're not going to be chayev for shechut echutz because you shecht one simen out, or the first simen outside. Because of behema, we know shechit does two simanim, and therefore the first simen is nothing. First simen doesn't matter, unless if you hold it in all of itself. Right? And I, by a chatas oaf, one simen is? Well, who cares? We're not dealing with a chatas oaf. We're not even dealing with an oaf. We're dealing with a behema. But Rashi learns that the case we're talking about is an ola oaf. Is an ola sof. Okay, an ola sof. An ola is a carbon ola by a bird, which demands two simanim. But, he says like this, is that, how do you learn the difference? How do you learn, because chata sof demands one siman, ola sof demands two simanim. So we said that conceptually there's two ways to view that. You could say, you could have said, that shchita by chata sof is one siman, and shchita by ola sof is two simanim. Okay, it's not shchita, it's malika, but whatever. Okay, forget that for a second. But shchita is one here and two there. The Gemara is saying that doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense to say both by an oaf, they're both karban, they're both oaf, to say that the same shchita is different. Rather, according to the way we're interpreting Rashi's read of the Gemara, really malika shchita exists at once. But the Torah says by Ola, don't stop at one simon, but you're chayiv to do a full shchita. Take your shchita all the way and chop off its head. And be ma'avdil the rosh. Don't just stop. But the when does the shame shchita emerge? Really at one simon. Why? Because by chatas it's one simon. So therefore to say that by Ola it's two simon, that thing must say it's not mistaver. Rather, you'll say that it's always really the shame shchita emerges at one siman. I buy ole after the second one. Yeah, that's toppings. That's true. The Torah demands it's mechayiv you to do more than just the basic shem shchita. But is it shchita? Yes. So are you going to be over shchutei chutz if I shecht one siman outside? Yes, because one siman, it has a shem shchita. I didn't finish it. That's not finishing the shem shchita. When we say in El Basilf, it means when the shem shchita emerges. So in Baya Behema, when it's two simanim, you do one siman, it's not, there's no shem shchita altogether. But by oath, one siman, the shem shchita emerges by one siman. The Torah says, by ola, we're dealing with an ola, you need two. That's just toppings. How do I know? Not just because by chulin it's one siman, but even by kodshim itself, by chatas, you see that one siman is defined as a malika. So the Gemara is holding, it wouldn't make sense. It wouldn't be, the Gemara is arguing, it wouldn't make sense to say that the very basic identity of what malika is different by an ola by chatas. Yes, the Torah is machayvi to do further, but when does the shem shchita emerge is one siman. Okay? This is the way Rashi learns. This is the way Rashi learns. Tosis isn't happy with Rashi. For a few reasons. Okay. Firstly, he says like this. He says, here's an interesting thing, is that when it comes to, by kodshim, by birds, you always do malika with your fingernail. Okay, when it's chulin, not karbanos, just regular meat, regular birds, you do a shchita with a shchita knife. By kodshim, you always do it with your fingernail. Okay, fine. So shchita is always by a bird. Shchita by a bird is always only one siman. Because it's always, shchita is only by chulin by birds. And it's always one siman, because by chulin it's one siman by bird. That's halacha. I mean, it's kosher one siman. You don't need two siman. Malika by birds is when by kachem. So malika is with your fingernail. So by chatas it's one siman. By ola it's two siman. Malika varies to one and two. But shchita is always one siman. Okay, that's fact number one. Another fact is like this, is that when it comes to shchutei chutz, if I do karban outside, so let's say I take a bird and I do it outside. So if I do malika outside, I'm not violating shchutei chutz. Okay, malika is something which only exists inside the Beis HaMikdash. But outside the Beis HaMikdash, there's no such thing as malika. And even if I want to violate shchutei chutz by a bird, by a carbon bird, I only violate it if I use a knife, if I do shchita. That's a fact. Okay, it's a Gemara to learn now. That even though it's counterintuitive, because you would have think the whole idea of shchutei chutz is you do karban outside. You do what you would ordinarily be doing for a karban outside. So since if it's a karban, you'd use your finger, you'd think that that's what the violation of shchutei chutz is, to use your finger, but it's not true. The fact is that when you do a b'chutz, you're only chayv if you do shchita. Okay? It's take the with a knife, not with your fingernail. If you do the fingernail outside, that's not the eser of shchutei chutz by a bird. Okay? It's only with a knife. So real kodshim means like kasher kodshim, to do it properly, kodshim is always with your fingernail, malika. By a chadas and by an ola. There's two karbans by a bird. It's a chadas and ola. So by both of them, you do it with your fingernail. If it's in the mikdash. But if you want to violate the isser of doing it outside, when you violate it, to violate the isser of doing it outside, it's not to do it the way you would do it inside. If you do it the way you would do it inside, you're not violating. If you do it with your fingernail, you're not violating. The only way to violate that isser is to do it with a knife.
So you could use that for the korban?
No, it's going to be pass. It's going to be possible. If you do it outside, it passes it. But you're not going to violate the lav. Yeah, it's definitely possible. You're not going to violate the lav of shchutei chutz unless you use a knife. If you do it with your fingernail, you're not violating the lav of shchutei chutz. You're just destroying the animal or whatever. Okay. But you're not violating the lav of shchutei chutz. So the lav of shchutei chutz is only with shchita. Malika is a phenomenon which is relegated to mikdash. Even when you're doing shchutei chutz, if you do malika, that doesn't count. It's only shchita. So what's malika? It's almost like, what's malika? I'm just taking my fingernail and let's say I take some whatever, my elbow and bang its head in. That's not, there's no such thing as malika. The malika is like, only is a sensible action if I'm doing it inside the mikdash as a real avoda. But otherwise, the universal action of cutting simanim is with a knife. And if I take a finger, if I take a behemoth, let's say, and I take my fingernail and I cut its smadum, that's just a crazy action. So it's like a crazy action which only has significance when I'm doing a karban inside the mikdash. When it's outside the mikdash, using my fingernail is like just stamina. Like, yeah, it's nothing. Yeah. You're right. It doesn't register. It's not a shchita. It's not anything. So it's only when I use a knife. So use a knife outside, then that's considered shchut echutz, even by a bird, which is inside would be malika. That's a fact. Everyone agrees. So yeah, just like you're killing a b'chutz, right? Exactly. It would be like, yeah, exactly. It would be as if I like poke the simanim outside. That's not shchut echutz. That's just time poking simanim. If I shoot it with a gun outside, that's not shchut echutz. Shchut echutz has to be a dushchita. So even though in the mikdash malika is recognized, and you may have thought this sort of shchut echutz is to take that exact thing you would do in the mikdash and take it and do it outside the mikdash, that's apparently not the case. Because in the mikdash you do it with your fingernail, and outside you use a knife, but that's the fact, is that it's not true. It's a du shchita, and shchita, when it happens to me in the mikdash, is called malika. You do it with your fingernail, but when you're not in the mikdash, it's just to do with a knife. And that's the violation. Okay, that's a fact. Okay. So now here's the problem. The problem is like this. This is Tosa says to Rashi. So what are we talking about here? When you're doing this animal, this you're shechting this bird outside, right? One siman of the bird outside, and then the other siman. That's the case. The case is you're doing one siman outside, and then you bring it inside by the bird, right? What are we doing? So obviously you're going to have to say you're doing shchita with a knife, because that's the question. Are you violating the Isra of shchut echutz? And if you're doing malika, then that's obviously not going to be shchut echutz, because you never violate shchut echutz by a bird with malika. Okay, it's only by shchita. So you're using a shchita knife, right? It's using a shchita knife. Now Tosa says like this. Shchita by a bird is always one siman. There's no such thing as shchita by a bird, which is two simanim. The only thing that's two simanim is malika. Malika is sometimes two simanim, sometimes one siman. But shchita by a bird is always on chulin, and shchita with a bird is always one siman. So he says it's pashut, if I do shchita, if I take my chatas off, I'm sorry, my olas off, which demands two simanim, it's pashut, that if I take a knife outside and I cut one siman outside, even if I bring it in afterwards, I violate right on one siman. Because, what are you going to say? Because I only did part of the thing? I only did half of it? No, if I did malika, I only did half of it. But since I'm doing shchita, shchita is one siman. There's no such thing as shchita sa'of, which is two siman. So shchita is one siman. So I did the full shchita right then, right outside the mikdash. So it doesn't even make sense to say I didn't finish it. Yeah, if I were doing it inside, you'd say I didn't finish it. But since I'm doing shchut echutz, and shchut echutz is with shchita, so therefore, I did finish it. I finish it once I do one siman. Once I do one siman. So how could Rashi learn that the machlokes case is talking about by a behemah, by an oaf? Because since I'm only doing shchita, the same shchita exists at one siman. Right? If we were talking about a behemah, behemah is two siman. So now I do one siman with a knife. It's with a knife. I do with one siman outside, and then I bring it inside. I'll say I only did half of the shchita, because shchita is always two simanim. So I did half of it inside, but the first half outside. But who cares? The second half is when the shchita is completed. That's what those learns is talking about by a behemah. But by an oaf, he says, since I'm doing it with a knife, shchita by a bird is always at one siman. So that's it. It's over. You can't even say I only did half of it. I didn't even do half of it. I did the whole thing because I did shchita. If it were malika, I would have said I only did half of it. But if it's malika, I'm not over shchut echutz anyways. Because malika, you're not over shchut echutz by malika. So it has to be talking about shchita, using a shchita. And shchita is always only one siman. So that's it, I'm done once I do one siman. Right? So how could there even be a machlokas or a question about whether you're going to be over at one siman? It's pashut. One siman is the full shchita. Right? That's Tosa's kasha on Rashi. So how is Rashi going to answer that question? I mean, we talked about this a little bit last time, but we didn't really fully develop and spell out the problem. How is Rashi going to answer that problem? Tosas is looking at it a certain way, which it generates as kasha. And what we have to do is to figure out, you may sense that there's a certain assumption, a premise going on in the way Tosas is looking at it, which Rashi doesn't share, and therefore he's not bothered by this problem. Okay, that's, I think, we have to kind of discover. It's like, in his question, he's pulling a fast one a little bit, or he's making an assumption, which Rashi may not, agree with. But I think Rafi's on to the point, is that, see, how do you look at, you know, you have a halacha. Simple fact is that shechita is one siman, right? Shechita is one siman. Chulin is one siman. You want to shech the bird, you do shechita, one siman, it's chulin. Now the halacha is that by kodshim, so it depends. By kodshim of a chatas is one siman malika. By an ola, it's two simanim malika. Right? Malika. By kodshim. Is it pshat that shchita is one siman and malika is sometimes two? Okay? That's the way Tosa is looking at it. Or is it pshat that chulin is one siman and kodshim is sometimes two? Okay? It's not, in other words, Rashi's not, so he's saying it's not kodshim, which is, it's not shchita, which is one, and malika, which is two. It's kodshim, which demands two. Let's say ola sa'of. Ola sa'of is two, not because you're doing malika, and malika is sometimes two. It's because that's how many simanim of an ola have to be cut. An ola is two simanim. An ola sa'of is two simanim. So I don't care that you happen to, yeah, I happen to be, you also do malika. But now, when it comes to shchutei chutz, you're chayav for one, for doing it with a shchita, with a knife. But still, it's an ola. And since it's an ola is two simanim. So, you're using a knife, whatever. The difference of one or two is not a matter of a knife or a fingernail. It's a matter of ola or chulin or chatos, whatever. It matters, like, what's the chafza? And if the chafza is an ola, then it has two simanim. Now, you're doing it outside and using a knife. Whatever. But bottom line is it's an ola, and by an ola, there's two simanim. So now you're only doing one siman outside, and the other one's inside. Oh, so you only don't have the process. Oh, you only have the process. So that's, he's looking at it from the standpoint of the chafza is concerned. This is a chafza of two simanim. So therefore, you have a problem. So now you're only doing one siman. So now is that a problem? And then you have a question. I'm only doing half of it. So then you have to get into the whole thing we learned before. But Tosfos is learning, no, is that Malika is two simanim. Malika's Ola is two simanim. But he says the whole idea of two is a detail of Malika. It's not pshat that Ola demands two simanim. It's Ola demands Malika. Chatas demands Malika. Malika has lends itself to one or two. Malika has this sub you know, this breakdown. But when you're doing shchita of a bird is always one siman, period. Now, since the way you do it b'chutz is doing shchita, so therefore there's no process. There's no two anymore. Two is a question in the framework of Malika. It's a shear in a malika. Once you're doing it as a shlita, so then it's the entire process is when you do one. He's not looking as one or two as what the Rashi's looking at two as a din in a ola, specifically in the chafza. This chafza is talon shtat two simanim. Rashi, the Tosas is looking at it now. Two is a din. It's a type of malika too. But there's a type of malika which is two simanim. But there's no shchita sa'of. By shchita sa'of, there's no such thing as shchita sa'of two simanim. It's only one siman. So therefore, that's it. Right?
Yep.
So it's like assuming looking at it like Tosis is way, then you have a kasha. What are you talking about? Shchita here. Shchita is always one. But Rashi's saying it's not a matter of whether you're doing shchita or malika. In a certain sense, according to Rashi, shchita or malika is like an accident. But the question is, what chafetz are we doing? It happens to be, if you're doing it inside, then you do two, so then you do malika. If you do it outside, you do a shchita. But the particular maisa of shchita or malika, according to Rashi, is not really that important. What is significant, according to Rashi, is how many simanim is it? And an ola has two simanim. The inside or outside just depends. If you happen to be inside, it's a malika. If you're outside, it's a shchita. He's not saying, like, he does say, he just holds it as the...
There's obviously an idea malika.
No, that's true. He does say there's such a thing as malika and such a thing as shchita. And when you do something, when you're doing in your inside, malika is what's recognized, and when you're outside, it's shchita, which is recognized, and malika is not recognized as anything.
Right.
That even Rashi agrees with. But he's saying that is the difference. The difference is whether you're inside or outside is whether you're shchita or malika. But in terms of the number of simanim, the number of simanim is a function of what kind of a chavtza is it. Is it a behema? Is it an ola? Is it a chatas? Is it a chulin? So since this is an ola, so therefore it's a two siman animal.
But Tosos is attaching the act of malika.
Yes, he's learning two as a subheading under malika. And shchita doesn't have that distinction. The ma'isa of shchita, according to Tosos, is a ma'isa of one. Ma'isa of shchita sa'of is a ma'isa of one. Ma'isa of malika sa'of has two subdivisions. But Rashi's learning, no. Shchita sa'of, malika sa'of, they could be one, they could be two. What's the function, one or two is a function of what's the chafza. And since if it's an ola sa'of, then it's a two. Then it's a doer. Oh, it's a tour, so now you only did one inside, outside, and the other inside. Oh, so then, you know. Yeah. Okay. So because of this problem, though, there's another problem also, I forget, but Tosus basically says that we're not talking about a bird. He says, if we're talking about a bird, then definitely, since you're doing shchita, so therefore one simon is the entire thing. And that's it. So there can't be, the Gemara can't even be entertaining the fact that you're talking about a bird. So Tosus says we're not talking about birds. We're talking about a behema. Okay? And this is what we're going to do now. Is we're talking about a behema. And let's try to figure out how Tosus learns a Gemara. So we're talking about a behema. Okay? So Tosus learns we're talking about a behema. Forget now why he doesn't like Rashi. But this, let's learn Tosus now. We're talking about a behema. So you take a behema, which is kachin. It's a carbon. And a behema shchitas two siman. You do one siman outside, one siman inside. So in theory, the Gemara argues very nicely. If you say the whole thing is defined as shchita from beginning to end, so you did shchita b'chutz, it's going to be a psal, mechayev. If you say that ain't a shchita ala b'self, only the end is shchita, so the shem shchita emerges inside in the right place, and everything's great. No problems. Sounds good. That's what the Gemara thinks is an afkamina, whether you say yeshon shchita b'chutz itself or ain't shchita b'self. Great. The Gemara says, no, not so fast. Rav Yosef comes along, and says, no, not true. Because why? Because since by a chatas ha'of, who's talking about chatas ha'of? I don't know. Since by a chatas ha'of, one simen would be shchita. Right? Since by a chatas ha'of, one simen would be shchita. So therefore, by a behema, when I shecht one simen outside, so therefore, I'm over the Yisr Shchudechutz. Even though I'm talking about a behema, and by a behema, there's no such thing as Shchit until two simanim. And even if I hold Eino Shchit El B'Self, which means the Shem Shchit doesn't emerge until the very end, which is at the end of the second simon, since if I were, imagine, I alluded to, I were talking about a Chatas, Ha'of, as a bird, if it happened to be a bird, and it happened to be a Chatas, then at one simon, it would be shchita. So therefore, I'm violating the Isser, shchutei chutz, right at the first simon is outside. Even though the second simon, which is really the shem shchita, emerges, is inside, and everything would be great. Doesn't matter. Since by chatas of, everything would have been the other way. So who cares about chatas of? See, at least according to Rashi, that we are talking about by an of, by an olas of, you'll say, well, an oaf, you see one simon is good for an oaf. So it's true, ola chatas, so you say ola chatas are the same, and one simon is the same shchita. Fine, but there we're talking about by an oaf. And by an oaf, one simon is shchita, by chulin, by chatas. So you'll say, by ola also, the same shem shchita emerges at one simon. But by a behema, definitely, shchita is always two simon by a behema. One simon is not a shchita, one simon is one simon. It's nothing. It's nothing. It's not shchita. By a behema, there's no such thing as shchita one simon. So therefore, I only did one simon outside. One simon, that's nothing. Ain't a shchita all of itself. The shem shchita only is on the end, which is the second simon. So who cares? It leads to, we're talking about a ola chatas ha'of. We're not dealing with birds, and we're not dealing with a chatas. So the whole thing is nothing to do with this. So you see why Rashi learned of. Right? Yeah, sure, Tosus has problems with Rashi learning off because of his problems. But it's clear why Rashi didn't want to go Tosus' way. Tosus' way, why are you bringing up Chadas? Say is a kasha on Tosus. One second. Why are you chayiv? Because you did a maisa of a Chadas off. b'chatas, right? Well, hold on a second. How do you exactly do you do a b'chatas oaf? So you do one siman, right? Yeah. You do malika of one siman. You didn't do shchita of one siman.
Therefore,
it wasn't a chatas oaf? Yeah, it's not the mice of a chatas oaf. But I guess that's just the old problem, which is that by an oaf, that's the way you do shchita chatas. By oaf, you bridge the gap. And even though b'fnim, you do it with the knife. So that's just, I guess that's what I'll just say, that's the way you do shchita chatas, by an oaf. Right?
Is it designated as
kachim
as a chatas or as an
olah? Yes.
Or just
no. It's designated. But apparently, somehow that doesn't matter. The fact is, chidim legal, whatever. But she's saying since one simon is registers by chatas oaf, so therefore one simon will make a chayvus with the chatas. So I'll tell you what I'm thinking. I mean, this is the first step. Maybe this is a good sfarah. Maybe it needs more. But I'm just thinking as an approach. See, we're not really holding a shchut echutz. But I'm thinking like this. Is maybe he holds that to be chayav for shchut echutz. What's the halacha? Shchut echutz means you're not allowed to do karbanos outside. Mikdash is the place for karbanos. Not outside the mikdash, right? So he holds is that as long as you do a Maisa Avoda b'chutz, you violate the Eser. Now, this is a Behema. And by Behema, it's not Shchita until you do two Simanim. That's true. But, like, in the world of Maisa Avoda, sometimes one Simon is a Maisa Avoda. Okay? Sometimes cutting one Simon is a Maisa Avoda, like by a bird. Okay? Now, it's true, it happens to be you're not dealing with a bird. But that's all you need to be chayav for shchut echutz, is to do an action, to try to do divine service outside. Okay? And since this is chashav, see, if you just cut a mikmiyat of a semen, let's say, you cut a little tiny bit of a semen, that's never a ma'aseh avodah. There's no such thing as an avodah of a half of a semen. But one semen is an avodah. It's a recognized method of avodah Hashem. It's a codified avodah. It's one of the methods of doing it. Shechita is an avodah of 1-7. Cutting 1-7, that's how you do it. Right? B'fnem, in a regular carbon. So, by a bird. So now, even though this is not the shechita of a behema, and now we're doing the behema, but the action is significant to be an avodah to be mechayev you. Because it's a shechita of a chatas ha'of. So therefore, it's like you could say now what you're doing is you're trying to do a shchita of kachim b'chatz. So although this particular, it's an upshot, apparently saying it's an upshot that I take this animal and it's like I'm doing it outside. It's an upshot that I'm doing it outside. But I'm doing an avoda outside. I'm taking a chafta, which is kachem, and I'm doing a ma'is avoda on it, b'chutz. And since one simon is a ma'is avoda, so therefore I'm going to be chay for it. It's not an avoda relative to this particular animal, and this particular kachem, but he holds in terms of violating this or shchut echutz, that doesn't matter. That's what the Gemara is answering. In terms of violating this shchut echutz, all I have to do is this chashiv enough? Am I doing enough, which has a shame of an avoda, such that it will register as an avoda b'chutz? And he's saying, since there is a karban where it is, therefore that's sufficient to be registered to be mechayim for shchut echutz. It doesn't matter that in this karban it wouldn't be good. It doesn't matter that in this karban it wouldn't be good. It helps, like it's another indication that this might be the case, is you see by a bird, even though by a bird you do malika, so by shchut echutz you do shchita. So if you did shchita, it wouldn't have been good for this animal, but that doesn't matter. The Isser of shchut echutz is to do shchita, and shchita is an avodah. Let's say, like you see by behemah, shchita is another thing. So it doesn't mean you have to replicate this guy's avodah to be b'chutz. It's like a different surah as a iser. It doesn't mean pretend like you're inside the mikdash. Iser is not just to pretend like you're in the mikdash and you're out of the mikdash. To do exactly what you would do here or there. It's a separate ma'isa iser of avodah b'chutz. And you see, for instance, but that iser is shchita, it's not malika, for whatever reason. And we don't know exactly why, but that's the gossip. And avodah, once a minute, is also avodah. By Ovid is, so the Torah says that suffices for the tzura of Shudevat. So I mean, I think, look, it's certain that we're not in the sugya and we don't know all the different things about Shudevat. But what I'm saying is, it seems to be, is from both of these cases, that it's not what you think it is. It doesn't mean, the premise of the question is, or the Havamein of the Gemara, is that Shudevat means you're taking it is and you're doing this carbon outside. So what do you mean? This is an animal. Animals do some on it. There's only one. I'm saying, no, it doesn't mean to do this carbon. It means to do a ma'isa avoda on this carbon. And one siman is a ma'isa avoda, because you see one shchita is, by our word, now this isn't it, whatever. You're still subjecting it to a ma'isa avoda, b'chutz. And that's a breakdown of mikdash, and that's allowed. It's like you're doing divine service outside of the mikdash. And that's not allowed. That's the law. I'm explaining like this. I'm not really explaining the Malika Shechita problem. I'm saying, I don't know why by Malika you're not Chayev for Malika B'chutz. That's exactly what you're not. I don't know why that is exactly. But I'm saying is, what I am explaining is why it could be that you're Chayev for Shechita B'chutz on a bird, even though that's not the method of Avoda of a bird. I'm saying this idea opens up the possibility that you could violate shchut echutz for an action, which if I were to do it, bifnim, it wouldn't even be the thing, because I'm using a knife. But you're right, according to this logic, of course, if I did malika b'chutz, I should also be in violation. So that's what I'm saying, there's just a cause of that you're not, and that demands a different svara of why. I'm not saying this is sufficient to make something shchut echutz. I'm saying that's the idea of shchut echutz, and therefore it's possible to violate shchut echutz, even though you're not doing a mock carbon, so to speak. You're doing different than you would be doing outside. It's as long as this is a ma'isa shchita b'chutz. That doesn't mean there are no rules, and anything goes. One of the rules is that by shchut echutz, it's only shchita. It's not malika. Maybe for whatever reason. For whatever reason, that's the case. You know, I don't know. That's something we're not in that sugya, so I don't know why. What I'm just saying is it opens up that it's possible to understand. You know what I mean? I mean, it's an interesting sugya, like the whole like sugya. I mean, there's a lot of sugyas like this in Kachem. Of it's like it's pigel is like this also, but it's like basically it's like an avoda in the wrong place. So it's like it has to be similar to an avoda. Like if you do, for instance, a carbon which is pasul anyways, that's not shchut echutz because it's pasul anyway. So it's almost like it's almost an avoda, but not quite because it's the wrong place. And like, what could be off and what has to be right in order for it to register? Pigles also. Pigles where pigles where you do a carbon and you plan on eating it outside the time or outside of the wrong location. Mm-hmm. Plan on eating it. Pigles specifically is outside the right zman. But it's like, if it's possible anyways, then it's not going to be pigle. I mean, there's sugars like this. This is interesting. That's why it's like they were touching on a bigger area. Right. But it's like, you know, where it has to be close enough to carbon, to the real deal, such that you could say, I'm doing shchita, I'm doing gachim outside, but yet it doesn't have to be exactly identical. Yeah. Okay, so, you know, that's what I'm saying. It's like, I don't think we're fully nailing this thing, but I think it's because we're not really in this, I guess. But I think at the same time, I think we're making a step which opens up the door, you know, deduction that it makes this possible. So let's, unless you have a problem, so I think let's go with this. And we're going to go tomorrow to kind of a separate thing. Okay, it's still on this idea of Yashon Shchita Mechila itself, but not by Malika Shchita, it's going to go to Paraduma. Okay, different thing. No, it's not this. No. The facts are easier. The facts are a little bit easier than what we're doing now. But it's going to further develop this idea of Yashon Shchita Mechila itself, but nothing to do with the Shchita Malika point. I mean, I think we're basically done with the Shchita Malika part, and it's going to go to the next case in the Gemara, which brings up a kasha from Paraduma. Okay, it's interesting. I mean, it's good to, I think it's good to be doing these things, because, like, these are sugyas out there, which, you know, it's like you're never going to know about. You know, like Shechita right. Malika, these things come up when you do. When you do Gemaras, you want to know Shechita Malika, you want to know Shechita Chutzar. These are Shas concepts that come up. So it's always, I like to do is, even though it's like a little bit of a sidetrack from what we're doing Yeshua Tchila itself. But like in passing, you get some basic ideas about these other areas, and you know, you get basic ideas about these areas, and you do this, you do a different thing, you do a different thing, and by the time you know, as you learn, you end up building some sort of a knowledge base about different areas of Shas, albeit superficial, because we're not really holding in these areas. You could say, look, we don't know what Shechita Chutz is, so forget about it. But then you're never going to ever figure out what Shechita Chutz is. So, you know, I guess, unless you do the Sugya of Shechita Chutz, but even then, Sugya of Shechita Chutz references the Sugya of Pigal, and you know what Pigal is. And you never get any Sugyas. You never get anywhere. You never get started. So it's kind of the way in learning, is you gotta, like, when things come up, you give superficial svaros, and you know that they're kind of surface. You're not scratching, you know, in the depths of the area. But as you move through Shas and do different sigils in different times, you so hopefully build a picture which becomes more complete as you gain, you know. So I like to kind of do, you know, I'm never doing, I don't think, the sigil of Paraduma. Really? But it comes up in passing, and you pick up a little bit of this, and you pick up a little this, and pick up a little this, and then maybe at some point you could, you know, approach that more. So, you know, it's just kind of the way you build on knowledge. And so, you know, we're rooted in Yeshua Shechita itself, but kind of perusing different other areas which comes up in.